Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Boston Braves and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Chuck Workman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Phil Massey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Skippy Roberge. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Culler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Wright. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Ed Wright. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Blattner. Batting second. The left fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The catcher, Benny Warren. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Babe Young. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Rigney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Schumacher. Pitching for the New York Giants, Hal Schumacher. And now, play ball. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. One out. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Schumacher covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a pop-up towards short. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner takes first base on ball four. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blattner. The throw from Massey and he is out, Culler applying the tag. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sanders settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Blattner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman strikes out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey takes first base on ball four. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Massey. The throw from Warren and he is out, Blattner applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is called out on strikes. Two outs. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr takes first base on ball 4. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roberge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 0 for 1 in the game. Hop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 1 in the game. Holmes takes first base on ball 4. Hop moves to second. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanders hits a fly ball towards right. Ott catches it and throws to second to double up Hop. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Blattner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 1 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Massey takes first base on ball 4. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 0 for 1 in the game. Roberge hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Blattner catches it and throws to first to double up Massey. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0 for 1 in the game. Warren bunts towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Ryan covering, for the out. Mize moves to second. One out. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball four. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roberge fields it and throws to second for the out. Mize moves to third. Two outs. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 0-for-1 in the game. Rigney strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0-for-1 in the game. Culler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-1 in the game. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize juggles the ball. That's an error on Mize. Wright moves to second. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Holmes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wright scores. Hop moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Braves. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schumacher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Schumacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schumacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Schumacher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Blattner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blattner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Blattner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0-for-2 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Schumacher covering, for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks, Massey hits a fly ball into center field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. Ott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mize hits a ball on the ground towards short. Culler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0-for-1 in the game. Warren hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roberge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 0 for 2 in the game. Culler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright bunts towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Blattner covering, for the out. Culler moves to second. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 3 in the game. Ryan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rigney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr bunts towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Ryan covering, for the out. Young moves to second. One out. Jack Graham pinch hits for Bill Rigney. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Graham for the out. Young moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Rucker pinch hits for Hal Schumacher. Johnny Rucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rucker hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Dick Bartel now playing third base. Ken Trinkle now pitching. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0 for 3 in the game. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize scoops it up and throws to first, with Trinkle covering, for the out. Two outs. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman is 0 for 3 in the game. Workman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trinkle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper pinch hits for Buddy Blattner. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0 for 3 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 3 in the game. Ott hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a line drive into right field. Holmes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Holmes. Ryan fumbles the ball. That's an error on Ryan. Marshall goes all the way around to score. Mize moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Braves, 1, Giants, 1. Benny Warren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warren is 0 for 2 in the game. Warren hits a pop-up towards short. Culler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Sid Gordon now playing third base. Dick Bartel now playing second base. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Massey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Skippy Roberge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge is 0 for 3 in the game. Roberge hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trinkle fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dick Culler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Culler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Babe Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kerr hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roberge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Giants 1. The Braves will come to bat. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 4 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Holmes hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ernie Lombardi pinch hits for Ken Trinkle. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lombardi hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 2, and Boston Braves, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.